Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Big first half for Adrian Peterson in his Redskins debut. 11 carries, 56 yards for the future Hall of Famer.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are here after a pretty dispiriting home preseason loss in Game 3. We're sitting on the field. It's a beautiful night in Landover, Maryland. I have my shoes off. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I do. Tandler is here. Mitch is
You're not supposed to.
Well, Tandler's saying hello.
My shoes are off, too. What's up, guys?
Mitch is here. Before we get going in that game, there is one giant bright spot that we'll discuss in detail. I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Go check out Hager. Go check out Biaggi. Go check out Garve. Go to Orsman Fairfax Toyota. New cars, used cars. They got it all. The Orsman Lifetime Edge. They guarantee everything over there, man. They take care of you. Right, Tandler?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they couldn't even guarantee
car washes in the works.
They tried, yep.
OrsmanVA.com. Check them out. All right, let's get down to business, man. There's one good thing to talk about that, luckily for the Redskins, is tonight's storyline. Because Adrian Peterson played, Tandler was very, very wrong about how many carries he would get, and Adrian Peterson looked damn good. Can we say damn good?
We can say
I
damn
think
good.
So. What,
11 carries, 56 yards.
56.
Ran through a bunch of arm tackles.
Yo, that dude does not go down at first contact.
Nope.
Like, he's the opposite of Samaje Perine.
Absolutely.
They both went to Oklahoma, but that's where it ends. I'm not trying to take shots at Samaje. Sorry if that sounded like it.
Listen, not Adrian Peterson Samaje to a Hall of Famer
right.
is not taking shots at.
A little nugget I picked up. Don't shake. Well, shake it, but be prepared for Adrian Peterson's handshake. We interviewed him. It'll be on the bonus pod. Tomorrow will be the one-on-one with Adrian Peterson. That dude's handshake would knock out Mike Tyson.
Dexter Manley, strongest handshake. I'm interested to shake AP's hand. I got big hands. I got strong hands. I'm ready for it.
It's no joke. Most impressive thing for me with Peterson, and hell, let's start with the good stuff. Let's start with Peterson. That's what everybody wants to hear about.
Absolutely.
Right. First carry, no rust, even though, and he said it at the podium, that he felt he left a bigger play on the field. I think he was talking about the first play, because the left side looked like a much bigger hole, and he went right. He still got a 7-yard gain. He still looked spry, broke a tackle, made a nice cut.
It was the first play. That was going to be my one thing later, but I'll break it out now. As he walked back to the huddle, I don't know if they showed it on TV or if you guys saw it. They're in the huddle. He turns sideways to his offensive lineman and just starts telling him, patting his chest, telling him, my fault. And you could see him pointing to the right, or pointing to the left, I guess, and telling those guys it was his fault, which was, to me, was, first of all, the humility of it for
right.
the Hall of Famer, the first run to come back.
Apologizing to Sean Laval.
Yeah, for getting 7 yards on a carry, which is, you know, great first down gain, but that was interesting.
He was just very impressive. Talking to him afterwards, I asked him how he thought he played. He said decent. 11 carries for 56 yards is way better than decent.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was in a, what, quarter and a half of
right.
play about. But, yeah, well, you know, I think you want him – he wants to do better. I mean, he's still
sure.
He's still rounding into shape. Like you said, that first run, he wanted more. He said he wanted more on that fourth down run. He said, you know, he wished he could have cut
And he got a 13-yard gain on fourth one. Yeah. That impressed me, too, because he wasn't the back on that drive, or he at least wasn't out there.
Yeah.
And for fourth and one, they brought him back in, which shows, I think that is a real part of the game plan with him. Like, if there's a short yardage situation, he's going to be your short yardage back.
But I like the way, he said he could have gone inside and gotten the first down, but he saw a lot more room to the outside. Then he did that little stop and go while the tackler dove in front of him.
He looked good on.
And gained another 3 or 4 yards after that.
He looked real good on the, six carries or so before that, whatever the number was. But hitting the corner and then having the strength or the agility to stop and then pick up that speed right again, that was the play that I looked at, and I was like, this could be something here.
I don't know what expectations were, right? And I'll be honest that I wasn't sure what to expect. I said it on the pod. I said it on TV. We just didn't know because he had some really good games in Arizona. He had some stinkers. He's older. He's been with this organization for 2 days.
Yeah.
2 damn days.
Yep.
So whatever my expectations were, my expectations were like 6 carries, 26 yards. You know what I mean? Like something like, I don't know, around 4 a pop. I don't know. He blew away my expectations. Now, that doesn't mean that will continue, but I now have to adjust my expectations.
Absolutely.
Like this dude's ready to go.
Yes. He looked good. And
adjust your expectations. I'm sorry. Adjust your expectations as far as what?
What I expect of him.
Like this year?
Yes.
So game you're going to take a quarter and a half of preseason play. And
I don't think there's a question on if he can still play. I think coming into the game, there was a question on if he can still play. Now, there are questions about frequently, like how many carries he should have.
Durability, yes.
Durability,
yes.
Sure. But as far as can he still do it, the answer is yes.
When the Redskins turned the ball over on the fourth down in the first quarter, he had about 6 carries or so to that point. And in my head,
I think he carried 7. No, he had 8 carries.
He
carried 7 in a row.
He had 8 carries.
Right.
And in my head, I was like, cool, I've seen enough. Like, we're good. Like, he can take off the shoulder pads, chill. And then I think he took one series off. That was a Rob Kelly and Capri Bibbs. And then came back in.
Right. He came back in for that fourth and one.
And he got a couple more carries. Yeah.
Right.
Chance for Adrian Peterson from this Redskins crowd.
I would think that he's going to get the ball.
Is that the worst kept secret of the building right now?
It probably is, yeah.
To me, like, that's a guy who's not particularly concerned that about his body or about his endurance or where he is in terms of ready to play in the NFL. Like, he's clearly felt strong and looked good. So,
are you adjusting your expectations?
I think I gave him a 33% chance of getting 1,000 yards this year. So I don't think
You were the highest of us all.
I don't think I need to adjust them much.
Okay. And Tandler,
I would adjust downwards from that still, but
binary as always. You are not adjusting your expectations.
No, of gaining 1,000 yards. No,
no,
just, no, 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 just,
no, no, no. Just your expectations in general.
No, not yet. I mean, I think it's a good sign. Okay, I won't say absolutely not, but I want to see more before I, think he's gonna, expectation for what? That's what I'm
for,
not sure.
For even damn week one. Like, we weren't sure if he was the starter. Dude is the starter week one in Arizona. Period.
Yep.
Like, put.
You're giving that up.
Mark
it
in Sharpie.
Rob?
Yes, dude.
I'm talking to Mitch.
Yes, he is.
Did we watch? Oh, you are.
Oh,
and Mitch has been hard on Rob.
Yeah, I have. But that was a more impressive display of running the football than I think we've seen in some time.
Bro, like a decade. Like, when was Portis last good? 07?
Alfred Morris had some pretty good games.
Alfred, especially that rookie year with him and Rob.
Yes.
That's the most impressive running we've seen since Alfred.
Morris exploits a hole. There he goes. Morris to the end zone. Touchdown.
Maybe 2012 or maybe 2013 he had some.
Peterson didn't take every carry that he could have taken if this was a regular season game, and he still had 56 yards in what you said, a quarter and a half.
Yeah, well, he had 11 carries. I mean, he's going to maybe double that in a big game for him.
Right, but it was also 5 yards a pop.
Okay, well, we'll see if he can this keep that up over the course of the game.
This might have been the 31-carry game that he saw in Arizona last year.
Tandler, it's such not, a wet blanket.
I'm not being a, I'm trying to be.
There's plenty to be a wet blanket about tonight's game.
A little bit of voice of reason. That's all.
But none of us are, like, I'm not adjusting my 1,000-yard expectations. I'm not adjusting any of that. What I'm adjusting is I think the battle for RB1 in Arizona is over. And I'll even go so far as to say Gruden might not say that. Like, when we talk to Jay, Jay's going to talk up Rob Kelly and Samaje Perine and all sorts of stuff. But what I saw tonight is that if Peterson's not out there for the first carry with Alex Smith in Arizona, in that dome, whatever the hell it's called, they're making a mistake.
University of Phoenix Stadium.
They're making a mistake.
Beautiful stadium, by the way.
Unless they want to open with Thompson in a unique formation or something. But Peterson needs to get the most carries.
Well, that's I don't know. Yeah, starter is kind of meaningless. But, yeah, getting the most carries is not.
No, you could see there's so much for us to complain about, and you want to battle it out on Adrian Peterson.
Okay, Adrian Peterson is great. He's going to gain 5 yards of carry all year long.
That's not what anybody is saying, dude.
The sky, I'm looking up at the sky now. It's the limit.
Mitch, just control him, because I can't.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
We've praised AP enough.
Yeah, we have.
Or is it AD? Tell us.
So
he doesn't care.
We had Peterson on post-game, and Julie Donaldson had an awesome question where she's like, we gotta settle this now. Is it AP or AD?
I'm 50-50, so whatever your preference is, I'm okay with it.
The Twitter police are out there freaking out about if you say AP or AD, and nobody cares.
Oklahoma alums, that's when he was more called AD.
Who cares? It's like people that worry about numbers. Who cares, man? Until, like I don't think anybody should wear 28. I don't. But, like, I didn't care. When the conversation was, they signed Adrian Peterson, I didn't care what number he was going to get. I wanted to figure out what his role would be with the team. You know what I mean? Like, nicknames, dude. I don't know. I was glad he settled it, and he doesn't care. I don't care.
Can we tell a quick funny story?
Sure.
I hope all of our listeners were watching the broadcast, and they saw Clinton Portis hand AP, Adrian Peterson, a 26 CP jersey signed. They pulled that off of a fan in the front row of the stands. It was sort of a bit, but sort of a thing, too. But Clinton went up and asked the fan in the front row who was wearing a 26 Clinton Portis jersey if he could have it so he could hand it over to Adrian Peterson. The guy obliged. I'm sure they took care of him or however they could or whatever. Funny little story.
That's good. It's good stuff. All right.
You don't get those insights just anyplace else. Except here on the Redskins.
My boy Jed had like a heart-to-heart with me about how much he loves the podcast, and it's because of the mix of like actual access, like stuff like that. People don't realize Mitch is on the damn field. Now I'm doing these halftime hits, which is still very bizarre to see myself on the Jumbotron. And like being down here on the field is a different
experience.
It's
bizarre for you.
Yeah.
Jarring for all of us.
I just saw everybody standing and clapping. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You would.
Real quick, we're going shtick-free tonight because it's a game and we need to keep it serious. Sunday will be our – there's a bonus pod coming tomorrow, which will be – Shovers does the really cool audio –
tomorrow being – Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Shovers will do the audio replay of the game, and that's when we'll run the Adrian Peterson interview in full so you guys can listen to that. Sunday, we will be back at Redskin Park. It'll be Tandler and I. Mitch told me he's not coming because he doesn't come very often.
I might be there.
Who knows what the hell he's doing.
He might come out just for the podcast.
Yeah.
I would come out just for the pod.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Sunday, we are going to get to the ambassador program. The ambassador program is growing exponentially.
Out of control.
And people, we're getting all, the more creative, the better. I want everybody to know that. And you can't claim Texas. You can't, like, it's too, you can't be the ambassador to Peru.
Yeah.
You got to be like the ambassador to Lima. Like, it needs to be a city or a neighborhood. I like, the smaller the town or the more specific, the better. Frankly.
It's spectacular.
Could you go like Rhode Island, since it's a real small state?
Having just been in Rhode Island, no, you can't, because there's lots of little towns.
Okay.
Wham! That, all right, if, try to say Warham, Massachusetts with a Massachusetts accent.
War. No.
So Mitch Wham. And I, we decided you just say Wham.
We went to Cape Cod when we were up there.
Dude, the Patriots game. Just bad bits.
We promised stick free. Yeah. So let's
How
move
about
on.
The most important thing?
Hold on, dude. I'm getting
go
to
ahead.
It. All right. So the ambassador program, we're going to go in depth Sunday afternoon on that podcast. But here's what I'm going to tell you guys. We started an Instagram post, an Instagram page for the podcast. I want everybody to go follow it. The page is at Redskins Talk Pod. We started this thing like 2 hours ago. It's already got 300 followers. I want to get it to 1,000 followers.
Absolutely. And we don't want you to just press follow. We want you to mash the follow button. Mash it. Turn your phone, make it look like JP's all smashed up and cracked
on the
phone.
And everything.
And so the cool thing is we're giving you like behind the scenes pictures, Instagram stories, all that stuff. I posted a picture on here of when Mitch got a back rub from a random listener in Richmond.
Of all the pictures to post. You're going to make me go back and dig up some JP pictures.
You can tell Pete is posting the pictures because he just posts pictures of himself.
Yep.
And now I posted one of us recording this podcast, and the first comment is Pete saying, I feel like this is missing somebody. Pete is out of control.
In perfect Redskins Talk Pod situation, the blower, we're on the field sitting on the benches, the Redskins benches, and they're coming through with the lawn blowers, cleaning up the field as afterwards. So.
Go follow at Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. And here's what I want. All of the ambassadors, if you have been officially named ambassador, this is going to be really loud.
It's going to get loud, guys.
Oh, maybe he's not. Appreciate it. I don't know. Maybe he's stopping for us. I don't know.
We're going to be a while.
If you've been named ambassador, here's what we want you to know. Oh, my God. This
it's
is
good.
So
just
loud.
Keep it going. Hey, this is the access that you get.
That's true.
You don't get this anywhere
serious
else.
Serious inside access. John I don't even know what that
cracker.
Machine is.
It's a blower. Yeah, it's cleaning up the grass.
Here, I'm going to do an Instagram story of this. Mitch, point the blower out.
Blower.
How loud is this?
It's so loud.
All right.
Like a jet engine.
All right, that's on the Instagram story. Go check it out. All of our ambassadors, here's my request. Take a picture of yourself and where you are the ambassador to.
In front of your town.
So, like, in front of the town sign. Or you can just hold up your own sign.
Okay, I thought we were going to go into this on Sunday.
This is just real quick. Send us a picture of you
for that.
Holding the sign. And we're going to post it on our Instagram page.
Exactly.
Also, going forward, maybe not tonight, but going forward, like, next week, once we get our S together, the podcast, the first place it will get posted is on the Instagram page. All right. We've reacted to the game. The game was terrible. The offense was bad. The defense was worse.
Was the defense really worse? I don't know.
They were both bad.
They were both bad.
The first team offense was helped out by Adrian Peterson running down the field. They got first downs. The first team defense didn't stop anything.
Alex Smith was not good.
Give me his stat line.
He was 3 of 8 and with a sack for 33 yards.
That's not great.
And he seemed to kind of lock in on his receivers.
We're good.
Here comes the blower again. What are you blowing?
The grass. They just came through and mowed the
grass clippings.
They just mowed the field. They evened it out after the game. They roll it, they mow it, and now they're blowing the grass clippings back into the middle of the field.
All right, well, I think this is just going to keep happening. What was worse with Alex is that he seemed to only lock in on Vernon Davis. There was the first three and out, Paul Richardson was streaking open over the middle of the field, almost running kind of right in what I thought was directly in front of Alex, like step for step. And Alex went to the sideline to Vernon, which was a decent throw. Vernon dropped it. Later, though, there was one snap where Alex didn't look at another receiver beyond Vernon Davis.
Was that the one deep down.
Vernon was
the
wide
left.
Open. He overshot him a little
no,
bit.
No, no, no. I'm talking about a different. It was not impressive from Alex Smith at all tonight.
No, and yeah, he threw.
He got
coverage
sacked
a
on the
times.
Second play of the game.
Yeah, a couple
Brandon
of near
Sheriff
picks.
Got blown up.
Yeah,
Brandon Sheriff doesn't really get blown
yeah,
up.
But that second play of the game, and it might have been Alex Smith's fault. So who knows? But that was a three-step drop that he couldn't pull the trigger on, whether the receiver wasn't open or he just didn't see somebody. But it's hard. You guys are gonna laugh, but it's hard. Not every sack is on the O-line, and I don't think that second play was on the O-line.
It was supposed to be actually, a quick bang-bang play.
Most sacks are on the quarterback.
That was a three-step drop. He needed to get rid of it. He didn't. That wasn't, you know, it wasn't a great look either, regardless, across the board.
Right.
Defensively, dude, the Broncos gashed the Redskins on the ground, and that surprised me. How much have we talked about the improved defensive line? Everything's going to look different. Early in the game, the end of the first quarter.
Royce Freeman is going to rip through anybody. Come on.
Right. It's like he's Adrian Peterson.
Yeah,
Adrian
exactly. Peterson. In his prime.
I mean, early
Peterson.
In the game, they were averaging 6 yards a carry at the end of the first quarter, I think. That's
they end up? They didn't
that's
that
just like last
that.
Year. They were terrible.
They ended up averaging 5.
As yeah. I was shooting the game, the very first run of the game got bottled up for a run for maybe a yard or something like that. And in my head, I was already starting to do these guys are good, these right. guys are good. And immediately that balloon got popped.
Well, they weren't getting pressure on Keenum.
Forget pressure. They weren't
corners
even
were getting beat. Norman got beat on a deep ball by Cortland Sutton.
They weren't even pushing the O-line off the line of scrimmage.
Oh, Lanier got the sack.
Yeah, but that was in the fourth quarter.
No, that was in the second quarter.
No, second half.
No.
Second Lanier's quarter. Sack was second half.
I think it was second half.
You got the book. Look it up.
It was a nice bull rush from Lanier, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he
actually, you're right. I think I was down here when it happened. It might have been late second quarter.
He did what he was supposed to do in terms of getting the quarterback.
What quarter is late in the second
Confirm
quarter?
Confirm that that's right before I say you're right, damn it. I tweeted this out, and hopefully it resonates with people. If you're going to look like shit, it's a good time to do it in the preseason.
Yes, but not great to do it in the third preseason game. That's supposed to be your dress rehearsal.
God. All right, Taylor. Taylor was correct.
I'll tell you what.
Late second quarter.
From both the starting offense and the second defense, I would like to see both of them play in the fourth preseason game.
How about that they didn't even finish the second quarter?
I couldn't believe that.
You know what? Jay Gruden, his only interest was getting them out of here healthy. That was his only interest in this entire preseason.
Hey, well, it didn't
play
work.
Play them as little as possible. Well, you know, I mean, yes, that's true. But except for guys, which is a big except.
What's going on with Ioannidis either.
Yeah,
I think he'll be fine for week one. Jordan Reed, he didn't play yet.
Right.
Right.
And
Jordan Reed,
Thompson.
who was practicing in Richmond. I don't want to start opening a new can of worms. Was practicing in Richmond, and we haven't seen a whole lot of him since we got back.
I'm not quite there.
Not quite there. Fine. But
I mean, really, outside of Peterson, and Peterson was a shade below electric, so he was like really good candle power.
One other. Paul Richardson.
Had a couple catches.
Got open, had a couple catches,
but
31 yards.
That's not on the stage that Peterson was.
But there are other other people.
Is there anybody getting a game ball besides AP?
I would give one to Richardson.
Well, then hold off until we get to game balls.
You asked me who else is getting a game ball.
But yeah.
Okay. All right, Taylor, hold off on game balls because we got to thank the sponsor. Can we thank the sponsor real quick?
Yeah, but you asked me about a game ball.
No,
so
I didn't.
That's why I brought it up.
All right, dude. Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We love them. They say let's ride together. We say ride with them. Who do we ride with, Taylor?
Orsman Automotive of Virginia.
Well said. Go check out Orsman Fairfax Toyota. They got all sorts of specials. Look, man, kids are going back to school. Summer's over. So you probably need a minivan. Go buy a minivan at Orsman Fairfax Toyota.
You got soccer practice. You got lacrosse practice. You got hockey.
Maybe
you
kids
got,
still play football. Maybe you got football
still
practice.
Football, yep. That too.
Field hockey.
Field hockey, preschool.
Jogging. Kids are jogging.
Jogging, and you got to ride. You got to drive them to jog.
Go buy a minivan from my boy Garv at Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Hey, how about this? Anybody that tweets me a picture of them buying a minivan at Orsman Fairfax Toyota, I'll buy you lunch. How about
Better
that?
Than a beer.
No.
Lunch at Chipotle.
Okay. There you go. Good.
That's
good,
probably
good
pretty good.
All right. Game balls and goats. I'll start. Game ball to Adrian Peterson. It's obvious. We've talked about him a lot. Go ahead, Taylor. Paul Richardson.
Had a couple of catches, 31 yards, and he was open. You know, all Alex Smith had to do his throwing the ball, keep that first drive going.
Paul Richardson is super skinny.
If they had kept that first drive going, get Peterson back in there, you know, get that first down, get Peterson back in, get a little rhythm, the whole night might have looked different.
Sure. And if my aunt had, there's a saying that I want to say that I'm not going to say.
I don't know if that's podcast.
Go ahead, Mitch. Game ball. You said you have one.
You tell me if I'm wrong, but just from my perspective, Josh Harvey Clemens seemed to be around the football a whole lot tonight. He had a couple nice tackles there in the first quarter.
It was good to see him back. We haven't seen
him back. I just, as I was shooting the game, I felt myself shooting 40 a little more than other guys. So,
how do you feel about a half?
Half is good.
I got a couple halves if we're giving out halves. I thought DeShazer Everett was around the ball a fair amount.
We're doing preseason half footballs.
I thought Lanier had a sack. Tim Settle is wildly athletic for a 300-pound dude.
Yeah.
He's
wildly athletic for anybody.
Right. That's three straight games with a deflected pass, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Mason Foster had a nice deflection.
Adonis Alexander made a late break on the ball. Somebody, maybe it was our boy Jackson, was asking us to talk about Adonis. He came out there. He was on the field earlier than I expected, where it kind of projects him as like the fourth corner.
Yeah.
Which I found surprising because we haven't seen much of him. But maybe that was the point.
Stroman?
I think it's Danny Johnson.
That also could have come just because he hasn't played a lot.
Right, maybe they just wanted to get him to work.
Get some work. That's some tape.
Right. That's another thing, Rob Kelly. I caught up with him after the game, and a lot of people were like, damn, Rob Kelly's taking carries in the fourth quarter of a preseason game? Here's what he told me. He said they just didn't have enough drives in the first half for him to get to work, which they couldn't convert a third down.
Who's going to take those carries? Adrian Peterson got his carries.
Kevin Hogan got the actually, Kelly got it finally on a Kevin Hogan drive.
Right. The story adds up. So I wouldn't run to the bank that Rob Kelly's done. You know
what
I mean?
Who's going to take those fourth quarter carries?
Adrian Peterson? Okay. Smith?
I think people that say that are crazy.
You think everybody's crazy. All right. Goats. I'll start.
Wait, I got another game ball.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You just rattled off about five of them, and
I
get one.
I was giving out halves.
Okay. Well, they were halves. I'll give a whole one out to Kevin Hogan. Touchdown passes, a couple of scoring drives, you know, kind of made the end of it a little more entertaining. It wasn't interesting necessarily, but.
Fair, and I endorse it. Okay. He played well.
I got one half also.
You have one half?
I have a half ball to give out, and it's a preseason game, but. Tressway punted the hell out of the ball tonight.
Tress was punting.
Let's see.
Deep, high, tang time. Didn't allow much return. Didn't allow much of a return. A couple fair catches.
B-Mitch was fired up about the punt coverage. All right, Goats, I'm starting. Troy Apke. Dude is not prepared to be an NFL safety. I think he stays on the roster just because they just drafted him, but I think he's inactive on game days.
Unless I agree with that quality of safety, but unless
he's showing someone specials that I haven't seen.
Yeah, specials, right.
But I haven't seen that either. And not that I'm particularly looking.
Yeah.
But there's no play of note that Troy Apke has delivered on special
teams. Yeah, but just wait until they're down to 53.
Sure,
and they don't have 90 guys to throw on special teams.
But I'm telling you, my early pick.
But he is a legitimate GOAT for this game. There's no question about that.
He was bad. All right, you're up, Taylor.
I'm going to go – I'll give a group GOAT to the second-string offensive line. They couldn't block anyway.
Terrible.
Colt got rocked and had to see the medical folks.
He was getting checked out on his arm after the game, in the game.
And then they put in the third team for Kevin Hogan, and they played better than them. Of course, they were playing against a lower level of Broncos defense, and they did the remainder of the first half, when the second team offensive line was in, they were facing the Broncos starters. But you know what we had last year? A whole lot of Redskins backup offensive linemen facing starters out of necessity. So I don't know. You can't be prepared for what happened last year to the Redskins offensive line.
Sure.
But they're not. They're not even close.
They're not. Mitchell,
you guys might be unpopular. We talked about it a little bit, but. Kind of Alex Smith.
Redskins start from their 13-yard line of their third offensive possession. Off the hands of Gibbs out of the backfield.
Alex just looks a little bit out of sync tonight.
Yeah,
no doubt. He's getting
bad performance.
He's getting a stock down for me.
And you know what was even to me what was even worse was that fourth and two down here when they decided to run a RP.
Taylor's pissed.
It was third and five.
No, it was It was the fourth down play that they ran option on, right?
No. Or was it third down? And five. Yeah.
Whatever the read is, hand the damn ball off.
But the other
throwing
fourth down
short
play, throwing
on,
short of the sticks.
No, I was talking about when they did. I know, but it's another example.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanted to keep a drive going in the red zone.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just kind of half-asses it and dives for two or three or whatever.
The throw to Vernon that you talked about when he rolled out, Vernon had both feet out of bounds and didn't matter whether he caught it or dropped it. He was out of bounds. Like, it wasn't
even
a play.
And Richardson was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I got one that's unpopular, probably. It's a guy we all like. Jay Gruden. Offense stalled. Okay, that happens. Defensively, they just didn't seem ready to go. I don't know. And you don't want to take too much from a preseason game, but maybe they had a – I mean, Gruden said, I've got a game plan for this game. And I know Jay doesn't care what we think about his game plan in a preseason game. He doesn't care, right? To your point, he's out here to make sure nobody gets hurt. But at some point – all of this can be erased with a week one win.
I was about to say, win a game opener to validate your methods. That's what you have to do.
It hasn't happened in 4 years.
It has not happened.
So maybe it's a hoof. Maybe it's not a whole goat. I don't know. But I wasn't impressed.
A hoof?
Yeah. I don't
More than a hoof. At least a leg and a couple of horns.
Hindquarters.
Hindquarters. All right.
A goat's ass.
Whoa, Tandler? Going hard after midnight.
Man.
RT, you got another one? I got one more. Well, you kind of already said him, though.
He wasn't in very long. He actually came out before most of the start. Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Gave up back-to-back completions in the Broncos touchdown drive. Just didn't really look like he knew what he was doing. He looked like one of the rookies out there. Not good. Not good by Josh.
How about? Yep. I mean, maybe this might be excessive, but Zach Vigil. I think putting him out there with the first team, you could see the difference between having.
Why didn't Zach Brown play?
I don't know. But I think that was a big part of the defense struggling. Was you could see the difference between having Mason and Zach Brown out there and Zach Vigil. And for that, some of those runs up the gut were set up for the D-line to eat up blocks and have the linebackers step up and make a play. And the linebackers didn't really step up and make plays there.
Speaking of the line, this is a recurring problem in this 3-4 since they've gone to it. How about Preston Smith in coverage on the running back that came out, ran a little wheel route. Great throw from Keenum, 25-yard gain. The plan, that can't be the plan.
Yeah.
Especially because Preston started to pass rush, realized the running back was going, then tried to catch him.
He was backpedaling.
Right.
Yeah, but that's on Preston for not reading the play correctly. That's his guy. We saw Preston run stride with Chris Thompson when we were down in Richmond. He has the ability to cover that wheel route. He's just got to read the play correctly.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. I mean, I have John Kling written down, but you said the whole second team O-line.
Yeah, right.
I think that's fair. I think it's more important that we only have one real game ball all the way, and then there's some, there were some
here.
Everybody
others were based on a handful of decent plays.
I also think our goats are there's only a couple full goats. There's a couple that are nitpicky because this team was so bad tonight.
Right, it was just a bad game start to. I mean, I'm sitting in the press box between Tandler and Lake Lewis, Tarek and Keim, and the whole conversation is, oh my God, do we have to watch this second half? This game is awful.
I'll tell you what, at least it wasn't the 5-0 Browns Eagles stinker that was.
This is true.
It wasn't much better than that.
No.
All right. I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't do over unders. We're not going to do that till week one.
Right.
Tell everybody what to do, Tandler.
We got to start telling this early, but subscribe to the podcast and listen. Well, obviously, you're listening here, but listen, you don't want to miss one because we're doing them.
We started
cranking them out during training camp.
Leave reviews. We want to get JP in a kilt.
We want go follow the Instagram page.
Make sure you follow
at Redskins Talk Pod. We're gonna put a lot. We're gonna
mash that follow button. And
I don't know if anybody at work listens. We didn't really run that up the flagpole at all. We kind of just did it.
Yeah.
So if you're a lawyer or our boss.
Yeah.
If
you are a peacock on your shirt.
You didn't hear any of this. we're running with it.
We'll see how long it lasts for. Yeah. We'll make it happen.
You should follow now, because who knows when the plug's getting pulled.
We hope we're able to say it was fun while it lasted. Right.
We're going to give you a lot of good stuff until we get shut down. Let's hope that doesn't happen too quick.
All right. Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Check them out. They have the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. Best car dealerships in Virginia. They sell everything under the sun, new cars, used cars. They guarantee your engine, man. Who guarantees your engine? We got to go because this blower is coming back.
He's getting close.
And it's time to go. Folks, thank you for listening. Tomorrow's the bonus pod. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.